rigs and refineries that extract and process crude oil straight from the ground. Apparently, my parents had found a shady investor while opening the station, an investor with a long criminal rap sheet. Their partner had found a method of tapping into the refinery's main pipeline, allowing them to siphon thousands of gallons of stolen fuel. So you see, they were selling stolen gas at the station. That's why they'd made so much money so fast. After a month or so, my parents were released on bail, but the police seized everything they'd earned from the business. They lost everything, including the money they got from my grandmother. My parents were back to their miserable lives. Not only were they fighting each other all the time, but they took it out on Grandma and me. One day, my dad came at Grandma in a threatening tone.
"We have to sell the farm. My dad left everything to you. You're going to sell the land and give us the money, or you're going in a home."
"Of course, son," she said lovingly. "Anything to keep my family together." I couldn't take it anymore. "No, Grandma," I said. "Please don't fall for it again. My dad already took your money from the bank. If they'd been doing honest work in the first place, we wouldn't be in this mess. Why should we have to suffer for their actions?" Dad suddenly turned his threats on me.
"Do you even hear yourself, potato head? So that's how it's gonna be, huh? Pack your things. Get out of my house," he screamed at me.